90.7 in Nederland and online at kgnu.org. Please stay tuned for Cabaret.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the first Cabaret of 2017. And we're going to start out with a bang with the explosive party ska band, the Al Capones.
music are the sounds that you're making free. You gotta make me some music.
Make me some music.
Sing me a song.
Sing me a song.
Make me some music.
Make me some music.
No, I won't be here long. 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 Won't be here long.
She taught me how to play.
How to play.
And she stole my heart away.
Heart away.
But sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone. You don't know what you got till it's gone. You don't know what you got till it's gone. You don't know what you got till it's gone. You see, she's my favorite girl.
She's my favorite girl.
Helps me to relax, and to me she means the world. She's my favorite girl.
She's my favorite girl.
She's so good to me. Favorite girl.
She's my favorite girl.
Helps me to relax, and to me she means the world. She's my favorite girl.
She's my favorite girl.
You know she is so sweet.
I was taking a stroll down Pearl Street the other night when I ran into my favorite girl, favorite girl, favorite girl, favorite girl, favorite girl, favorite girl. She's rocking some fly yoga pants, had some Uggs boots, had the burgundy and plaid shirt. Said she had just got off work, working out at the coffee house. Said she wanted to go home and chill. I asked her, hey, what you doing tonight? You trying to see my band play KGNU live cabaret? She's like, oh yeah, the Al Capones are live. I was taking a stroll down Pearl Street the other night when I ran into my baby girl, baby girl, baby girl, baby girl, baby girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, tuning in late to Cabaret, the first of the year, 2017. You are listening to the fantastic Al Capone's ska band. Yeah. And what a great treat this is to kick off the year just right. Sean, we have seven people here in this room. Well, eight, including myself, but I'm not in the band, of course. But we have two trombone players, two saxophone players, Sean on lead guitar, and we have a bull fiddle player. And we have Jake on drums, who helps George a lot on the sound of Cabaret. And Sean, would you be interested in introducing everybody in the band for our audience tonight?
Yeah, sure. So we got Clay Bedell on the bass right here to my right. Yeah, round of applause for this man. We got Jake Siren on the tenor sax.
Yay, Jake.
Sam Goring on the alto sax.
Yeah.
Mark Kins on the trombone. Yo. Bass trombone, right? And we got Tom Buswell on the slide trombone.
Tenor trombone.
That's a tenor trombone.
I'm still learning my trombones. And Jake Edelstein on the drums over here.
All right. So I guess what the big thing is for the Acapones these days, you're working on a new record?
We're in the final stages. We're going to be releasing it on February 25th?
25th.
In Jamestown at the Mercantile.
All right, got a lot of good shows planned up for that release besides that one, or?
Yep.
Just that one?
We got, the 25th of February up in Jamestown. We're planning a big city release in April, I believe the 11th. We're not officially confirmed on that, but we're going to play down at the Fox and do one there. We got a couple of shows in January. We got all that information on our website, right? Yep. AlCaponesBand.com.
AlCaponesBand.
So, Sean, how did you come up with the name, or anybody, how did you guys come up with the name, the Al Capones?
I'm going to leave that open to the group right now.
Was that Johannes?
That was Johannes.
Our old trombone player.
Yeah. He's in Chile right now, but he's listening.
Yeah, shout out to Johannes. Johannes just had a crazy idea of putting together a band based on brotherhood and just jamming and having a good time and seeing where it went from there. And there was a previous dub project that sort of dissolved around that time, and some of the guys from that band are in this band, Clay and Sam, and Johannes was in that band as well.
Alrighty.
And I remember when I was new to Colorado, I actually went to a Weapon show and was standing in the crowd and was watching them play, and I was thinking to myself, I want to play with these guys.
Cool.
And so then it materialized in a different universe, the Al Capone's universe.
How would you describe your variety of ska? Because I looked it up and seems like it could take on many different forms.
We like to say fourth wave, if that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the place, really. Mountain ska is what we like to call it. It's got a little mix of grass and, you know, the rhythms from Jamaica in 1960s. And,
One foot in the past.
Some klezmer sounds, some minor sounds. And
1 foot in the past and 1 foot in the future. One in tradition.
Yeah, Gangsters of Love, though. That's how we like to describe the Al Capones.
And there's quite a bit of jazz from the sax players, right?
Oh, yeah. I think I can speak for all of us in saying that we all, like, grew up with a good band program, and we were studying jazz and all that. And now we're playing ska music as well as some other projects. So that's how it goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Al Capones tonight here on Cabaret. First show of the year. Sean, where are we going to go next?
We're going to try and find the middle way together.
All right.
All we have right now is the prison, the prison, the prison. Yeah, it can be so very pleasant. Well, well, well. But we're gonna have to choose it.
not, we're gonna lose it and lose each other. You see that we must choose if it is heaven or red cell, my friends. It's gonna all depend on the story that you tell yourself. You gotta walk the middle way. Time to choose your life Yeah. We got to love the earth, our mother, but we're gonna have to choose her, see, cause if not, we're gonna lose her, lose each other. Yes, if the path you walk is coming purely from your heart, you get a brand new day, every single day, new start. Hey!
Yeah. Count us in, Jake. Destiny, so I can see the path in front of me. I dance the dance, whoa, whoa, a thousand mysteries. Release me to my destiny. Your voice is your power, stand and claim it every hour. Your voice is your power, stand and claim it every hour. Go of who we think we need to be. We can begin to explore our curiosity. No, we don't have to fight once we realize we're free. Said we don't have to fight. Does that feel alright to hear from me? Your voice is your power. Stand and claim it every hour. Your voice is your power. Title track off the new album Mount Tropolis. We'll be right back.
up your mind, my people. Move to the reggae music and you will feel just fine. You see, we're living in a Mount Trump Palace, so give respect to all you see. Holy Mount Trump Palace. Give respect to, give respect to, give respect to, give it back to Pachamama. Give respect to, give respect to, give it back to Pachamama. Give respect to, give respect to, give it back to Pachamama. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, once I was a flatland child. Just to free up your mind, my people. Move to the reggae music and you will feel just fine. You see, we're living in the Mount, so give respect to all you see. Holy Mount Tropolis. Give respect to, give respect to, give respect to, give respect to Pachamama. Give respect to, give respect to, give respect to Pachamama. To the mountains, to the trees, everyone you see, birds and the bees.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Al Capones on your community radio station, KGNU, on Cabaret tonight. And Sean and Clay and whoever wants to join in, can you talk about the songs that you're playing tonight? You do a lot of original material?
Yeah, a lot of stuff is written by people in the band. Sometimes I'll come up with a chord progression and lyrics, and our horn players will come up with a horn line that goes with it, and then it's like a sandwich, you know?
So would you say it's pretty collaborative, huh? Yeah.
Definitely, it's based on collaboration. That's the only way this band survives.
Great. Do you do mostly original material?
Yeah, it's a mix. There's some Scatolites tunes we cover, and we have influences.
It depends on the show. It
does depend on the show.
If we're playing a longer show, yeah, we'll throw in some covers, but we have enough original material for days, for decades, centuries.
Wow. Well, that's pretty amazing. How long you guys been together then? As the Al Capones.
I think I was, counting. It was about 4 years, I think, and five, going on five.
5 years?
Yeah, so four of us in the room have been here since the beginning of the band.
Okay. And then some of you guys were in a previous band called The Weapons?
Yeah, it was...
Weapons of Mass Creation.
And then it got shortened to Weapons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long did that band exist? Who was in The Weapons?
That was around for a long time, wasn't it?
Me and Clay. Me and Clay and Johannes were in Weapons. That was... It was only about a year or two, but yeah, it was some heavy, heavy dub rhythms that we just, we were pumping out. We played at the Broker Hotel,
every Wednesday night.
Every Wednesday for the month of June back in 2011 or so. So we had fun with that, but some of the members split ways, and so we started to form this ska band with a little more upbeat feel.
As soon as that kind of fell apart, Johannes, who's down in Chile, he was all about playing some ska, so he kind of said, let's take this opportunity to get the ska moving.
Let's talk about that first song that you opened up with and the meaning of that.
The Music Maker. There's a lot of songs in this band that we don't even necessarily know what the meaning is, and we'll be playing it at a band practice and not have words. And I remember one time a friend of ours, Scott, who plays trombone, and he hasn't played with us in quite some time, but he could feel that. We had this song, and we were calling it Music Maker, but we didn't know what actually to put for the lyrics. So he was like, what is this song about? What are we singing? And he just started singing about something, you know? Uh-huh. And it made me think, like, this song is about what we came here to do. It's to make music and to spread that love and that vibration through music. And so that's what it became.
Ah, okay. And is that the connection to the Middle Way?
The Middle Way is a different... sort of vibe that created that song. I sat in ceremony and this Native American elder, he was talking about finding the middle way because heaven and hell, he believed to be here on earth and not outside. And so you decide whether your life is heaven or hell in every moment. And that's what that song is about.
Oh, that's cool. That's
it's cool. Also got the mixture of ska and reggae. So it starts slow, and then it kicks up to that faster ska beat, and so that's kind of also
that's what we're doing.
Emblematic of our style, musical styles, just mixing and matching genres and stuff.
What other genres do you put in there then?
We have a little, I like to think we have a little like grass feel. We have a couple songs that have that like foot stomping rhythm and have some folksy music, but we've been borrowing from the klezmer tradition as well with Molotov and the next song we might play. But we'll leave that for in a few seconds, a few moments from here.
Wonderful. And one more question for Clay.
Yeah.
Clay, I noticed you play a doghouse bass or a bull fiddle. They call it different things. Is that your typical kind of thing in a ska band?
Well, I guess not, but we think about a lot of the stuff we play is kind of from the 1960s. We kind of have a love of that old 1960s Jamaican music. Rock steady is definitely kind of a genre that kind of pops in there.
That's what I was talking about the grass too. You got that bass, upright bass.
So. And so back then they definitely were playing acoustic basses, and so we kind of just pulled that in there. And I just like playing this more than electric bass, so.
Okay, you get a nice tone to it. It's real fat and everything, and kind of rumbles a little bit. And did the first wave of ska bands, did they have trombone players in them?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Don Drummond actually was a pretty prolific writer of a lot of ska music, and so a lot of stuff that the Scatolites do and other ska bands have carried on was stuff that he originally wrote before he passed on.
Okay. You guys have had a pretty interesting two-year run, huh? I mean, from where you were 2 years ago to where you are now? You're opening for some pretty big bands?
I would say so.
Scatolites and a bunch of others?
Yeah, actually, last year we went from not having ever played the Fox Theater before to opening up for...
We opened for the Expendables.
The Expendables and the Scatolites.
Big show, big show.
Yeah, so it's amazing to see how far it's come in just a short amount of time.
Do you think there was a turning point for that to start happening?
I think it's been, we've been working towards it, you know, we've been growing and putting in work and hustling and grinding out there and playing shows for the people. I mean, that's what it's about. We're just trying to get people dancing and spread the good vibes.
It also took a friend of mine coming to me and he performs on the street and saying to me, people don't understand. I'm a big show. And I realized that that's all it takes is just believing in yourself that much, that you're a big show. And so we're the Al Capones, and we're a big show.
There you go. And then, you know, after a while, it just becomes the truth.
It's true.
Just believe in yourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Al Capones.
Thank you.
the Acapones, and I have a news flash for you tonight. There are some impending gigs that we haven't talked about earlier.
Oh, that's right.
And on January 14th, so that would be next Saturday, right?
Yeah.
The Al Capones will be at the Dickens Opera House with Judge Roughnick and
Highway 50.
Yeah. And then on January 20th, license number one.
Under the Hotel Boulderado.
Under the Hotel Boulderado, formerly the Catacombs. Yep. And then Saturday night, the 21st, the Tennyson Tap. So I want to make sure I got those out there for y'all.
Thanks, man.
And at this time, I'd like to thank George and CJ for fantastic job on the sound for the Al Capones and the KGNU listening audience.
Light it up!
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Al Capones tonight on your community radio station, KGNU. This is one of the great things that we do here is that we feature live bands here in our performance room, where a lot of radio stations really don't have the kind of facilities that we have here at KGNU. And guys, thank you so much. We're glad to have you. It's been a
thank you
for having us.
Fun 55 minutes so
this
far.
This is the station I'm always bumping in my car. Yeah.
Great, man.
And we're going to play one more tune for y'all. We got time for one more message to put out there. Love is free. Love is the greatest currency. Thank you for showing each other love in all the ways that you do in this beautiful community. Check out AlCaponesBand.com. Show us some love. The song's called Love is Free.
Right on.
Everybody, you've been listening to Cabaret and KGNU on your community radio station. Next up is Corriente. We'll be right back.
estos tiempos va a pasar para que pueda mejorar. Todos somos víctimas de un estado confiscado con un gobierno involucrado en las ganancias del narco. Es una nación podrida con la población herida. México, México. Tazo es el Chapo, tus hijos ya son sicarios. Muérdete la lengua que hay 30 muertos en Veracruz. Es todo un placer y orgullo saber que el turno es tuyo. Que quizás mañana ya no llegues vivo a tu casa. México, México. Rojo tu sangre, estado fallido, campeón. Orgullosos patios traseros, al sonoro rugir del cañón. Y se siembre con tus manos la hierba, al sonoro rugir del cañón. Y se siembre con tus manos la hierba, al sonoro rugir del cañón. México, 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 México. Es México, México.
You just heard from the Mexican Institute of Sound, and the track that you heard was called Mexico. You are now tuned into KGNU's Corriente. The time right now is 8:04. You're tuned into KGNU Boulder, 88.5 FM, KGNU Denver, 1390 AM, online at KGNU.org. My name is Danielle, and I'm going to be your host for the next 2 hours playing Latin American music from all around the world. I have